I'd like to call the Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. It's 9 a.m. May 1st, 2007. With me today is Co-Chair Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson, Senator Huggins, Senator Dyson, Senator Thomas, and Senator Elton. With us today, we'll continue working on the Alaska Gasline Inducement Act, AGIA. It's the acronym that most people are familiar with. And we're going to have with us today Governor Wally Hickle, who has been with us several times in the past, and Mr. David Godstein, co-chair of Backbone 2, and if they could come forward and jump in the hot seat. And Governor Hickle, if you could please introduce yourself, even though probably everybody here knows who you are, I'm sure, and most people out in Alaska watching, but if you could introduce yourself for the record, I'd appreciate it, and then go ahead and start your testimony.
I'm just a young guy from Alaska trying to help you out. Well, I'm here to testify. And, oh, is that close enough? I can yell. Okay. You want me to start or what?
Sure. Yep.
Ready to go. Okay.
Ready to rock and roll.
Well, first, thank you for inviting me to testify here. Our North Slope Natural Gas is Alaska's greatest opportunity to guarantee the long-term vitality of our state. And Alaska is on the right course to make a gas line a reality in this generation. It's a large project, but it's a good one for our state. I'm just back from Moscow, where I've been working with the Russian leaders on two other great projects. The opening of the Northern Sea Route to the world, a decision that will link the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans. It will be a breakthrough of the same dimension as the Panama Canal. And we don't have to build a canal. The second great project is a tunnel beneath the Bering Strait, linking the United States and Russia. Those who attended the conference last Tuesday in Moscow realize how serious the Russians are about this visionary concept. This link between the United States and Russia is going to happen, and it's going to change the world. But Alaska's immediate opportunity is our North Slope natural gas. And it is up to our governor and this legislature to make sure it is used for the maximum benefit of our people as mandated by our Constitution. Keep in mind that the people of Alaska, the voters who elect you, are the owners of this gas. You and Governor Palin are the trustees of that inheritance. It's won in our statehood battle and our statehood act. The companies who produce, who hold Prudhoe Bay leases, have purchased the right to produce our gas. That's why we call them producers. But they don't own the gas. And they are required through the lease they hold to sell our gas if they can earn a reasonable profit. So let's get started. Governor Sarah Palin's plan is a good one. She has thrown open the process to make sure that the state finds the very best and most timely project. Her team has designed legislation to put the needs of Alaska first. It means revenue for state government, gas for our homes, gas for our businesses, and gas for our remote villages that are in desperate need of an affordable energy. It means making sure that the valuable gas liquids are available for in-state processing to create high-paying jobs. And I believe that it means a pipeline that encourages exploitation by the producers and other companies, whether they're big or small. And that those people that believe they can find the gas, they can see it. Belief is the key to prospecting, and it's the key to life. Believe me, we haven't begun to explore the natural gas potential of this state. And we need a pipeline that will accommodate the discoveries of those believers. In my view, this does not mean shipping our gas through Canada. Any Canadian route has to resolve First Nation land claims, treaty problems, and a long, expensive route. Legal issues among competing Canadian interests, and one bidder who wants to use our gas in Alberta for tar sands to produce oil. It's an outrageous plan for trillions of cubic feet of clean Alaska gas, so needed by our nation and the world. And in my view, and in the view of the majority of Alaskans, maximum benefit means an all-Alaska gas line from Prudhoe Bay to Valdez. It means a pipeline started sooner and completed sooner. It means an energy source for our villages and our cities. It means feedstock for value-add industries and jobs in Alaska. We addressed the same issue in the 1960s and 70s over North Slope oil. We had to force the oil companies to drill in Prudhoe Bay. When I was elected governor in 1966, BP had already given up. So had all the others except Atlantic Richfield. In early 1967, I flew to Prudhoe Bay to meet with their head geologist, Harry Jameson, and he announced that they too were going to pull out. In that deal, I said, Harry, I'll never forget that morning. I said, Driller, I will. He says, Governor, you will. Pardon the expression, I use a GD word. I says, GD right. It's our land, our oil. And in 1968, that rig discovered the biggest oil field in the history of North America, because someone had to make it happen. But 2 years later, as Interior Secretary, I had to take Exxon to the mat, so there wouldn't have been a Trans-Alaska oil pipeline. Nixon asked me to come back and see Secretary, so I was Secretary of Interior. I had Mike Wright and BP and ARCO in there. Anderson there was for ARCO, and I told him what I wanted to do, and he just told me why they weren't going to build it. And I says, Mike, if you don't do that, I'm going public. And he couldn't stand for me to go and tell the American public what was happening. That's how we got the oil. Point I'm making, someone has to make it happen. Now we have another governor who's ready to stand up for Alaska and the Alaskans. And I believe sincerely the people are behind her. Ladies and gentlemen of the state legislators, and I appreciate you being here, this is your moment to step forward and stand with her. The people of Alaska want a gas line now. And together we can make history. And Alaska will be long remembered by this generation of leadership. God bless you and thank you a lot. I'm willing to take any questions.
Thank you, Governor Hickel. I think we'll continue on with Mr. Godstein, and then we'll have some questions.
Thank you. Hello, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is David Godstein, and I, along with former Governor Walter Hickel, co-chair the group Backbone. Thank you for the opportunity to allow us to testify before you today. I also want to thank you for your efforts in working through the details of AGEA. What I would like to focus on today is perhaps the broad issues that sometimes get lost in the details. Backbone is in support of AGEA and its major components because it provides for a competitive process, creates material incentives, and attempts to provide for the maximum benefit to the residents of Alaska. Even a recent Dittman poll indicates that the public, by more than 2-1, believe the $500 million incentive package is worthwhile. My biggest caution to you today is to be very, very careful as to who you listen to. What we know undeniably is that the representatives of the North Slope producers are paid to persuade and convince you that what is good for them is good for the state. It is simply paid advertising without any checks and balances. As a result, much of what they say must be challenged. Let me offer some examples. They say that that only the producers are capable of financing and building a pipeline of this magnitude. That couldn't be further from the truth. And we trust that the Alaska leaders are smart enough not to believe it. Even if the likes of TransCanada, MidAmerica, and Sempra weren't already at our doorsteps, each fully capable and experienced enough to bring the appropriate parties to the table with bona fide bids, the private equity markets alone have over $1 trillion, yes, that's $1 trillion of money under management, constantly looking for deals. And with the forecasted price of gas and the federal loan guarantees, they, along with the investment banking community, will be chomping at the bit to get a piece of such an investment-grade investment opportunity. So don't let the producer spin doctors convince you otherwise. The only thing that is necessary to get a pipeline financed and going is access to sufficient quantities of gas to make it economical. Point Thompson and our royalty gas does that alone. In football, it's touchdowns. In baseball, it's runs. In the North Slope producers' attempt to control the process, maintain a monopoly grip, and own a pipeline, it's propaganda and influence peddling. This is a standard practice all over the world when it comes to big companies and big profit opportunities. If they can control it, if they can't control it, they want to stop it or at least slow it down as much as possible. Let's dispel another fabrication, that the AGEA process is an exclusive one. As I read it, it is come one, come all. It is not exclusive at all. The main beauty of AGEA is that it is a defined competitive process that will result in a pipeline sooner rather than later. It will provide more to our residents as it will attract a more vibrant bidding pool that by definition will require more from the winning participants. AGEA doesn't preclude the chosen licensee from enriching their pipeline proposal by adding additional participants and aspects after a successful bid, as long as it doesn't mean less for the state. The state has so much at stake and is in a powerful position to choose what is in the best interest of our state, that it would be a shame to abdicate that in favor of what is truly an exclusive, non-competitive process of dealing just with the producers, just because the foxes say they know what is best for the hen house. Do we really want to repeat the mistake of putting our fiscal future in the hands of those with a long and proven history of overcharging on the oil pipeline and only